Welcome to College Talk Full Time. I'm Russ Goldman, and joining me right now is Emilio Dinello. This is our initial reaction to Fulham's 2-0 loss to West Ham at Craven Cottage. Emilio was there, and he's going to be sharing his initial thoughts from this match. Let's not waste any more time. This was a very disappointing loss, Emilio. Your opening thoughts?
Yeah, well, what can you say? You know, it's disappointing. It's a freezing cold day out there at Craven Cottage. It was sleeting in the first half, and you know, a lot of fans went out there supporting their beloved club to hopefully get a win today. But we just, I don't know what's going wrong at the club. Really, I'm frustrated because I thought we had times first half. We offered a lot. We huffed and puffed at times. We carved out some good opportunities, especially Kamara's early chance, which I think was a game changer in my opinion.
Yes, but totally agree.
But, you know, you can't defend like, you know, amateurs and make elementary mistakes like that. We gifted West Ham 2 goals, and they didn't really have to break sweat for their win. And that's the thing that frustrates me. All that endeavour, all that fight, all that passion. You know, we don't take your chances. We aren't clinical. West Ham go the other end. You make two mistakes, you give them 2 goals. It's not good enough. It's just, you know, every time there's a bit of optimism, you get knocked back. And this was a game that could have been won. West Ham aren't very special. They're a mid-table team and they've got 4 wins on the bounce. So something's not quite right, to be honest. So I'm very disappointed, very frustrated. But that's another game that slipped by. Yes. One less game to get something out of it. It's starting to look even more perilous.
It's a very difficult situation, Emilio, because they need to start getting points ASAP. Now they have 3 matches. I was speaking to Mike about this when I did the Q&A with Mike, and he penciled these next 4 matches. They're pivotal, and this was the first of the 4, and this is not a way to start this off. And it can really get you into trouble. You want to have a chance in the second half of the season. They need the points, and this was a horrible opportunity lost. It was there for them, and that's the frustrating part. The way I look at it, Emilio, watching this at home, you're there.
Mm.
2 things. One team was clinical. One team defended as a team. One team wasn't clinical. Mm. And one team was all over the place defending. They did
Absolutely.
Not defend as a team. That's the way I saw it.
You know, but just, you know, if you look at that first half, Kamara, you know, and I've said this before on the show, we need more quality up front. You know, defensively, we've talked at length about our frailties there, but we need somebody in central midfield who can actually cut open defences. We do not have that. And secondly, we're not clinical enough in front of goal. In this Premier League, you may only get 1 chance, and that 1 chance you've got to take. And poor Mitrovic today, 1 balls, he was lost. You know, no service. Second half, use your big man. Play him to his strengths. We gave him little service, but Kamara played well at times, hurt their defence, was giving them problems, but he hasn't got the end product. And if you want to stay in this division, we need more goals than Mitrovic's goals. And I've said this time and time again, you will not get out of this division if you haven't got enough goals in the tank. Forget the defence for a moment. You've got to score goals to win games. And I don't think we've got enough goals in our team. The goals have dried up the last 2 months. And there's a reason why. And forget the defence, which we haven't strengthened. We know that. But if you continue to lose 3 goals every game, we haven't got the quality to get 2 goals, let alone 3 or 4. And that's a problem. That needs to be addressed urgently in the transfer window, because there's not enough goals in that team.
It's funny you say that, Emilio, because the NBC Sports team of Arlo White and Lee Dixon were talking about that right after the match. They said the way Fulham are going, they need to score 3 goals every match to win. And that's a very bad recipe to win matches, Emilio.
Exactly. And, you know, this was a game of 2 halves. I think you made a very good point before we spoke. This felt like the Crystal Palace game, like you mentioned, because first half we battled well. We, you know, we fought hard. We carved out some good opportunities. You know, weaknesses and naivety in front of goal resulted in us not scoring. But you can't then defend, you know, like to amateurs and concede 2 goals. And Odoi will get crucified by people on Twitter and social media. I haven't actually gone on social media yet, but he should have won that tackle. But who picked up Snodgrass from midfield? Snodgrass jogged all the way up to the penalty edge of the penalty box and placed his shot into the back of the net with ease and with comfort and with time.
Wide open.
Where was Seri? Where was Chambers? Who was picking up Snodgrass? Nobody. And that was, you know, so to get the fact that Odoi made a mistake, you know,
this is the team defending I'm talking about. Where is it? West Ham showed it.
Yeah, West Ham showed it. And, you know, it just is at times it just felt that there's too many individuals in the team. And people have commented on this for many, many months now. And it's definitely, you know, evident today that certain players don't want to be on that pitch. And to play under Ranieri, you've got to go and track back and chase back and support your defence. Schürrle was anonymous offensively and defensively today. Seri, you know, I've seen some stats. I've been told that he had, you know, very good stats before he got taken off, but not penetrating enough.
That's
the
problem. Don't tell the whole story, though.
He's not penetrating and hurting defenders with his clinical passing. Is, you know, those direct passes. That's what I thought he'd come here to do, is actually mop up in midfield and have those direct passes cut through the defence and split open defences. I'm not seeing that. Okay. I'm not seeing that. And I'm seeing his body language to me tells me he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, it's very bad what's going on there. Let me ask you, this is a question that I've been thinking about. Did Fulham miss Ryan Sessegnon in this match? Did they miss him?
I thought Zabaleta was there for the taking today. I thought Sessegnon probably, you know, could have hurt him. But at times, you know, their defence isn't particularly good, but we didn't stretch them enough, especially that second half. I think we missed Sessegnon's passion for the club.
Yeah.
And he's only one of the few players who want to be there week in, week out. But I think, we did miss him, even though he's not had the best of seasons, but at least he tries hard. And at times, it just felt the other players were just Tom Kearney. You know, 1 minute he's playing wide, then he's playing central, and he's going round in circles. He's got good technical skill, but just a bit too slow. And all my fans around me keep telling me, stop saying that. We're too slow. We're too passive. We're not releasing the ball quick enough. We're not plodding the ball wide. And Odoi, in his defence, second first half, he made a lot of forward runs. Final delivery could have been better at times, but when he came forward and linking up with Kamara, some nice interchange of passes, they looked good. The second half, I don't know. Odoi went back into the middle. Christie offered absolutely nothing. Awful. Schürrle should have been taken off earlier. But, you know, you're taking off Seri for Stefan Johansson. I'm not sure that's a solid substitution, to be honest. I think some of the changes today, substitutions-wise, were a bit questionable as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of more negatives than positives, albeit first half. That was one of the better first halves we've had all season. Yet we're 2-0 down against an average team.
Well, what's interesting, I'm just going to read these quotes to you real quick, Emilio, because they go along with what we're talking about. This is what Claudio Ranieri had to say after the match. This is on the manager reaction. Quote, I think that our half first was the best. We created a lot of chances and shot at goal a lot. Of course, in the second half, 2-0 against team full of confidence with experienced players. It was very difficult for us. We showed a very good will, but it wasn't enough. I'm disappointed about the two goals we conceded, but also we missed chances. We shot at goals 16 times. We need to be more effective and have to score. They created two counterattacks and they scored. We created something more, but we didn't score, unquote. And Emilio, that last part, they had two counterattacks, scored. That is what is driving me crazy.
Yeah, and I think, again, you know, that's what comes with confidence. You know, Pellegrini, everyone was slating off after four or five games, but he's found a formula and he's been successful at keeping that formula.
They believe in what they're doing, Emilio.
They believe in what they're doing, exactly. And I think some of our players aren't necessarily there for the you know, the journey here, and that's half the problem. And secondly, it just seems very fragmented. And when you're at home second half, you're 2-0 down, give it a fight. Go out there and, you know, hurt the team. West Ham didn't have to do nothing in the second half. They just sat back, absorbing the pressure, cleaning up very comfortably. And Mitrovic, you know, use him to his strengths. Play those long balls. But Brian, there's all this narrow interchange of parts in the middle of the park, then you lose the ball. It was a very very poor second half for the Premier League as a spectacle. But West Ham, why stretch themselves? They're 2-0 up, they're cruising. They didn't need to do anything else. We're the home team.
Yep.
But we offered very, very little. But it's too many, you know. If we can play for 90 minutes as well as we did in the first half offensively, then we might start to break that losing streak and maybe get 3 points on the board. And that might breed confidence. But I don't see enough quality up front. And obviously, we've got our frailties in midfield and in defence. It's just, there's a lot of too many gaps. And
exactly,
thankfully, there's as many worse teams as us out there that keeping the hope, keeping our hopes up.
And that's
no one's running away with it.
So. That way, Emilio, because there are some poor teams out there. And, you know, it's funny because people keep wanting me to jump on. We're getting relegated bandwagon.
Exactly.
I'm going to say we're in trouble. We're in a lot of
trouble
right now.
Today was the hardest game of the four. Today was the hardest game of the four, without a doubt. Newcastle, we traditionally do well at their ground, and you never know then. You know, but they're not conceding goals either. And, you know, that's
no,
the thing. West Ham are not conceding goals. We're not. Have we got enough quality to break defences down and create and carve out enough opportunities to win games and win them comfortably? Forget the defence for a moment here. I'm bored to death talking about our frailties in defence. We know that. That's very obvious. We're not talking enough about the weaknesses up front. We've got not enough quality through attacking midfield, creating those chances, playing it wide, nice one touch. Schürrle's not doing that for me. He's been poor since Ranieri's come on board. You know, he doesn't fit the system, and he's a potential luxury play for the setup that we've got at the moment. We need fighters in this team, and I'm not seeing that. And we're not creating clinical chances that we can take. That's the problem. One chance for Kamara today, and that was it. The rest was long-range shots, headers, you know, speculative shots. There weren't clear-cut chances. West Ham had two clear-cut chances, and they scored them both.
Right, and this is the way I look at it, and I'll say this right now to you. Fulham will get relegated if they continue to play like this. They will, and it's on the players to change that. They can change that, Emilio. You just said they all need to fight together as a team. That's not what I'm seeing. Every single member that's on that pitch has to be on the same page. What I saw from West Ham is everyone was fighting together, playing together as a team. I'm sick and tired of watching individuals out there for Fulham and not 11 players playing together.
Yeah, I agree. And there were some encouraging signs in that first half, and I think we can alleviate some of those defensive weaknesses and be more persevering, keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Our luck may change. There were times today when that loose ball just didn't fall to the right man. But when Schürrle, there was an incident in the first half when Schürrle should have passed and took and shot from distance and went way over. And there was another time when he should have shot, he actually passed it. It just his lack of confidence within the team, because the fans got his back on Schürrle's back when he took a shot from distance when he should have, you know, passed it into someone, you know, into the edge of the box. Fans were on his back on that. So he was probably a little bit mindful of that when he had the ball in a better position, when he was in the right place to shoot. And now what did he do? He passed the ball and we lost possession.
Yeah.
So it's a kettle of disasters. I disagree with Ranieri's, you know, part of his statement where he said maybe, you know, we need to be more, yes, we need to be more clinical, but we didn't create enough clear-cut chances. A lot of those shots were from long distance and from, you know, just gotten wide from Schürrle. Went over from Joe Bryan, it went over from Schürrle again. There's too many opportunities. Half chances, Mitrovic's header, but sometimes the ball just didn't fall to feet today. And our luck will change, but we're losing too many opportunities. These winnable home games are passing us by.
Opportunity missed.
Was. And that's the only thing. So, we've got Newcastle away next week. You know, we've got a few injuries we need to be mindful of as well. So, but it's, you know, there's not really much else to talk positively about tonight other than a 2-0 defeat, and we just have to move on to the next game. That's all we can do, really.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, I'll just end it here. This is the way I look at this match, because I brought up the Crystal Palace match to you. It did remind me of it, because there were times where we dominated the play, Emilio. We dominated the play in this match, but this is about getting the points, and you have to fight for the points. This team needs to fight together as a team to get the points, or they'll get relegated. That's what I'm going to leave you with. Final thoughts from you.
Yeah, 100% agree. And I think there's too many individuals out there who either don't want to be there or don't want to fight for the team. And, you know, that bench today was a championship defence.
It was.
You know, we can't keep chopping and changing. We need to find a system. We've got to make the players that we've got work for the balance of the team. But we need to find this winning formula I keep referring to. And it's one step forward and always two steps back. And that's, you know, we're running out of opportunities there. And it's looking perilous, but we've still got three opportunities this side of the new year. So I'm staying hopeful here. I'm staying positive. And, you know, if we get two of those wins, then we you know, beat Newcastle and Huddersfield, you know, and you know, I'm not too concerned about the Wolves game, because Wolves are away from, I'd rather beat the teams around us if we have to prioritise winning two of those games. But we need to get points on the board. Otherwise, it'll be curtains, I'm afraid, Fulham fans.
Right, and that's kind of the way that Mike Gregg was talking about on the show I did with him. It's 6 points from these four matches. That's what he was looking at. That's what the minimum.
Yeah.
To get us minimum, into the position to go into the second half of the season for a nervy ending. We just have to win two matches. If we don't get those 6 points, they're in serious trouble.
I mean, exactly.
They're in trouble now. They will be in a very difficult spot to get out of if they don't get those 6 points, Amelia. Anyways,
it's too many individuals out there, and that's another worry as well. It's too many. How many players are actually playing for the club? You know,
that's been my point, my friend.
That's worrying for me. There's too many individuals out there, and it's quite clear. I think we know who doesn't necessarily want to play at Fulham Football Club. That needs to be addressed in the January transfer window to give any chance of survival.
I completely agree with you. They need players that want to play for Fulham Football Club and play together as a team. And the players that don't, they can leave. That's the way I look at it. Mm. All right, my friend. Good stuff. But we do have to wrap this up with Cottage Talk full time. For my co-host, Emilio Danella, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk.